This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back with another hour from the North Dakota Safety Council's 45th Annual Safety and Health Conference. Third day today. All of the data remains. Tomorrow remains. A lot going on. We're going to talk with some more of the experts about some of the hands-on training they offer the North Dakota Safety Council. So stay tuned for that coming up in just a moment on What's on Your Mind. Okay? A couple things I want you to know. Later this hour, Kelly Armstrong will join us. He is a state senator, chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. He's left that position now to run for Congress. He is actually seeking the House seat being vacated by Congressman Kevin Cramer. Friday, Tom Campbell, the state senator from Grafton, announces that he leads the Senate race, endorses Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's running against Heidi Heitkamp, and goes to the House race. Now Kelly Armstrong is announcing his intentions to run for that same spot. So that means those two, along with a handful of others that are in that race, will go to the convention in Grand Forks early in April, and ultimately the convention decides who is our nominee for the Republican Party. And potentially there's also a primary that would happen in May as well between the candidates. So June, rather. That's an interesting little turn of events over the last couple of, 10 days, a couple of weeks, when you look at Congressman Cramer deciding to stay out of that race, stay put, and now get into the Senate race, vacate his House race, and other candidates coming into that. So Kelly is from Dickinson. He announced there this morning, or just is announcing, he'll come to Bismarck and announce as well. I think underway right now in Dickinson, about 12:15 today at Bismarck State College, and then later in Fargo as well. We'll chat with him on his drive today. So we look forward to that coming up on the program as well. So should be fun. One other thing I wanted to tell you, the Mule Deer Foundation banquet is happening tonight. I'm seeing thumbs up everywhere. Yes, Bismarck AmVets. It's actually Saturday. I think I said tonight. It's this Saturday. It's coming up soon. Just wanted you to know about it. Tickets are still available. You call Jason. Get your table. Get tickets. He'll tell you everything you need to know. 202-1671. 701-202-1671. Okay? That'd be wonderful. They've been great partners for the North Dakota sportsmen, for agriculture, for energy. They get it. Working together, you can have it all. And they've been great at it. So, the Mule Deer Foundation, Northern Badlands Chapter, 17th Annual Banquet, Saturday. We'll take that in. Again, for more information, 701-202-1671. All right, Dustin Austin. And we continue our conversation now as well with Gus Gantzner from the North Coast Safety Council. You did a thumbs up
yes,
on that Mule Deer Foundation, Gus. You like them.
I love the Mule Deer Foundation. They do such great things. They have such an awesome banquet.
And Dustin and Gus are going to tell us a little bit about the hands-on training opportunities here. Dustin, just describe what hands-on training is, first of all.
Well, there's different ways to learn a subject. You can sit and have an instructor teach you exactly what you need to do. But hands-on activity actually shows them, gets them in the middle of it, and gives them some actual practice at doing the actual activity that we're going to ask them to do when they get out into the job site. And that is actually critical for people to do. Think about your child. They get their before they get their driver's license, you send them through some training, right? But you want that to be hands-on training for learning how to drive? So I don't think they're going to do very good if you just teach them and then stick them behind the wheel and say, get her done.
No, it makes total sense. You're going to learn better if you're doing it, without question. And sometimes there's a lot of safety training and protocol that is out of a book, right?
It is. It is a necessary part of the training. We're just trying to enhance that. We're trying to take that verbal, visual knowledge and put a hands-on component to it. Like I said before, the retention is significantly increased. We're trying to add hands-on component to as much of our training as we possibly can because of that.
So give me an example of something that you do that really you've seen a big difference when you add the hands-on component.
And I don't teach the class. We have a HAZWOP instructor named Jay Scarple, phenomenal guy, great teacher. He teaches the Haswapper 40, Haswapper 24-hour classes. Imagine instead of having to sit in a class for 40 hours versus only being in the classroom for a few, and then actually going out. So Jay actually puts them in the Kim suits, does the actual, you know, learning how to plug and stop the leak and actually how to clean it up and how to decontaminate it. It's all hands-on. Everybody gets to so much better experience from it. We're so excited about the building, and especially on behalf of the trainers, I'm going to tell you a point, like every one of us love our hands-on lab.
And, Dustin, there's some things actually out in the arena, in the floor, where there's hands-on training here, where folks can see an example of it at the conference. Describe that for us, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. We've got a lot of different examples with hands-on activities. One of the key ones, I believe, is our rescue training. We've got one of the top rescue organizations in the United States up here right now showing people how to do live tower rescue training. And with our new hands-on center, with our confined space module, we're actually doing some intense confined space rescue training. And hopefully this summer, with our new hands-on dirt center outside, we'll be able to do some trenching and excavation rescue training, which is a big focus for OSHA right now.
Fascinating. Gentlemen, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the good work you're doing here at the North Dakota Safety Council. Great conference. And anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
Scott, we're very grateful for our relationship with you. And like I said, our vendors and our members and our speakers and our sponsors, all of that together with a very dedicated, passionate staff make this a premier event, one of the top five safety conferences in the entire country every year. And it's simply because of the relationship we have with, like, you and, like I said, our members and our vendors and everybody else.
Top five in the country. Pretty cool. Gus Gansner, safety consultant, with the North Dakota Safety Council at the conference here today, and Dustin Austin as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I'm way backed up on text. I know that will surprise you. One other programming note. Tomorrow, we are doing a town hall, and we're going to talk a little bit about something that you've raised on this program, and from time to time, these things will come up enough where I'll say, we got to do something about that. We'll bark out a couple of instructions to somebody in the staff, say, let's set up a conversation about that. This was an example of that, where people thought that the Republican Party in North Dakota was not doing enough to take on and expose the record of Heidi Heitkamp, wanted more to be done. Now, your voices have been heard, because you can see there are some things that are going on as we near a campaign, but we still have a town hall plan tomorrow to talk about that. So we'll be joined by Kelly Armstrong. Kelly, the former chair now of the Republican Party in North Dakota, but we'll be at Bean's Coffee Shop in West Fargo. The town hall will take place from 9:30 until 11. We'll be on the air from 8:30 until 11, I guess 9 to 11 statewide tomorrow. But invite you to join us between 9:30 and 11 tomorrow to weigh in on that on the program, okay? Let me get us some texts. I'll take some other calls, too, at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. The disabled vet, John from Carrington, sends a note. And I don't know about you, but when a disabled vet sends a comment, I tend to just kind of lean in and listen a little more. He says, the proposed no-gun purchase till 21 is stupid. I'm a disabled vet. I joined at 17. I carried the M249 SAW squad auto weapon. I was the heavy weapon guy. SAW stands for squad auto weapon, see. I was the heavy weapon guy. I could die for my country, but couldn't drink a beer. Now I wouldn't be able to buy a long rifle of any kind as a civilian. This is an emotional response, not one made through a lot of thought. Armed, trained people are the best options. Thank you. Listener says, I'm not a member of the NRA, don't know a lot about the NRA, have heard lots of negative comments from media about the NRA. I just heard Wayne LaPierre from the NRA speak at CPAC. It was awesome. He was about so much more than guns and gun rights. Definitely well worth the time to find and listen. CPAC is going on right now. And CPAC is the annual gathering of conservatives. The Conservative Political Action Conference is what CPAC stands for. And they have a big event every year where, especially when there's a presidential year, presidential candidates will go there to sort of get the blessing of folks like Matt Schlapp and others from the conservative cause. So look forward to hearing what Wayne LaPierre had to say. But every time I've heard him, I've always found him to be great. The NRA is basically a punching bag for the media. because they think it's they, here's how they think it works. They think that it's a powerful lobby that gives money to politicians, and the politicians just do what the NRA says to do. Number one, that insults the integrity of each and every person that receives a donation. And I never hear anybody saying about Planned Parenthood, oh, you just give money to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gives you money so they can keep doing what they're doing, and that's killing babies. Is that argument ever made on the left? It's what Planned Parenthood does. Vast majority of their business is killing babies. Largest abortion provider in the United States. Give out a lot of money. Heidi Heitkamp takes a lot of their money. And obviously, votes as they would like. And does the giant thumbs down, right? And as much as I abhor how Heidi Heitkamp votes on it, I believe she votes with her heart. That's how she's voting, not because they give her money. But they give her money because she votes like that. That's what I think people miss. More coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, two Vince's here. Every day made better, and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness products, product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body using it daily. It's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybean and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law, the checkoff cannot do. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'll get some more of the text in a minute. I want to get some calls in here, too. So call 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550 on what's on your mind. Busy show today, so get to as many of you as we can here. Jeff and Kildare, go ahead.
Yeah, say, you know, over here in the western half of the state, I'm not sure about the eastern half, but over here, there have been a lot of new schools being built over the last few years just because of the influx of of new people coming into the energy industry. But I'm wondering, when they're building all these tools, why are they not putting in controls like metal detectors, special types of locks that prevent somebody from getting in places where they shouldn't go, or getting protecting the kids from getting out someplace where they shouldn't go? That should be just standard practice these days when you put together the plans for a new school, build all those controls in.
Yeah, I think they're a lot better than they were, but still, you know, still an issue that we need to work on. I was glad that before the president yesterday, that group of folks, that guy that was probably the most forceful who got up, lost a daughter, and said he was mad. He used a different word, but he was mad. You know, to me, that was, he nailed it when he said, this isn't about gun control, this is about school safety. School yep. safety. That's what it's about.
Another thing a friend of mine suggested during one of our lengthy debates the other day was using retired military or just mustered out military guys, inviting them to come in and serve a role as a safety officer of some type, an armed safety officer. You know, you can talk about arming teachers all you want, but the fact of the matter is, those teachers will never have the type of training that a former military guy would have. And I'm sure there are a lot of those guys out there who would grasp an opportunity like that.
Yeah, and I you know, somebody also called and said after 9/11 we put the National Guard at airports. We did, which is obviously costly. But, you know, if we're I think our children are worth protecting like airports are. So let's put vets there. Let's hire some vets. There's a high unemployment rate among vets. I don't like that at all. So, you know, these are the kind of things we got to get our arms around and do, not say do.
And we have invested so much money in training in those guys. It's just foolish not to keep those guys involved in the community and rely on their expertise.
Great comments, Jeff. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Let me go to some of these texts. What does Scott think about the statement that if there were more abortions, there would be less school shootings? Disgusting. I remember I saw that. Who said it again? You remember, Todd? That was a text you got. I don't remember who said it, but I saw it in the last few days. And,
yeah, I've seen it too. I don't remember who that was, but yeah, that's been around.
I mean, just seriously. Unbelievable. There's some people on the left that are so deranged. They really are. Let's see. Texture says, if the left wants to ban something, maybe they should ban Xbox. I can't think that's helped the overall situation when you talk about glorifying violence and whatnot. A normal citizen sends us a note. I have many thoughts on this, but I would imagine mine are the same as many. The facts don't lie. Around 10,000 people a year are murdered by guns. 20,000 more by suicide. These are terrible, but they're not the guns' fault. There are more guns in America than people, over 350 million. I can't understand how people think it's the guns' fault when these are the facts. When a school, church, or movie theater is the site for a mass shooting, it's terrible. But again, not a guns' fault. There's something fundamentally wrong with the people that do this. If we cannot agree on that, there is no starting point to debate. We do not need more gun laws. We need to enforce the laws we have on gun control. I also believe we should have armed guards in schools. I believe I heard Kirsten Baszler considering putting highway patrol in schools in North Dakota. I think this is a great idea. Maybe not the only idea, but a great start. I'm not a Kirsten Baszler fan, but I think she's right on the money with this proposal of true. I could continue on this, but to keep with the theme of today, keeping our children safe is one of the most important things we do. My final thought, and far-left supporters will think I'm crazy, but guns are an equalizer in keeping all of us safe. Evil people will do evil things. Good people will stop it. However, if those good people are without weapons, because they would be the only people that follow the proposed gun laws, how can they stop evil people? I again believe, I read it right, that it takes on average 5 to 8 minutes for a police officer to respond, and mass shootings last for 3 minutes. There's nothing police officers can do to stop these. If people just thought about the facts for a few minutes before listening to the mass media about how guns are evil, we'd be better off. I've never spent a lot of time in the military. I'm sorry, I have spent a lot of time in the military and even thought it's a military term. Soft targets are a real thing. The left takes this term and says things like militarizing schools is not the answer. And I agree it probably isn't, but policing and protecting are. Thanks for your time. Signed, a normal citizen. Well, normal citizen, you possess a lot of great common sense. We appreciate you. Diane, McIntosh, South Dakota. Go ahead.
Well, when the IRS building was, the airplane flew into that building down in Oklahoma City, following that, they put armed guards in every IRS office because they were targeted. And it appears that the schools in our area or in the United States are being targeted by shooters. So my question is why they're not taking a more advanced stance and putting, you know, people guarding them better, I guess, because of that.
You know why? In most cases, it's opposed by, in fact, yesterday after the president had this conversation, he talked about the response time for law enforcement to get there. He talked about how gun-free zones are not safe. The NEA, the National Education Association, came out right away and said, we're against guns in schools. The School Board Association in North Dakota opposed the measure in North Dakota, where you've got a lot of, you know, trained concealed carry folks that happen to double as teachers that would work in schools that could help keep that safe. No, nope. School Board Association said no, and now they're ignoring our calls for comment on this because I want to find out if their mind has been changed by more carnage that's happened. So it's a good question, Diane. It's a really good question. I don't know that I know the answer. You'd have to ask them. Kind of sad, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Justin in Williston, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Justin. You're up. 30 seconds. Go.
Hi. My daughter attends the Williston High School. Last week there was an orange alert. It was the day after the school shooting. And there was a kid running around the high school saying he was going to shoot up the high school. And they didn't alert the parents about it until much later on, and some people not at all. And then there are no opening schools in the entire building. They're opening windows in the entire building. So that's a major concern of mine. And it has been since 2002 when they built the new junior high in Williston. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
No opening windows, as in you're saying no emergency exits, I guess, right? Last chance exit kind of thing. Huh.
No, Justin, there are no windows in the whole building open at all.
Yeah, I got you. And I assume you want the windows open because in the case of an emergency, that'd be the way they'd get out. Is that what you're saying?
Precisely. My daughter's instructed to break the windows.
Makes sense, Justin. Thank you. We'll check into the Wilson School. I've not heard about that, but we'll do a little digging. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Pipers. Check out the land auctions they have coming up. Equipment auctions, land management, real estate, they do it all. If you want a beautiful catalog to keep tabs on this, call them at 877-700-4099. They are doing a land seminar in Aberdeen today at the Aberdeen Ag Expo. It starts in about a half an hour. Auctions start, there's one today. Actually, that'll also be at 11 a.m. Ottertail County, 318 acres. Tuesday, Mercer County, about 480 acres. They're doing another land seminar down in Arizona, a couple of those actually, Sun City, Scottsdale, and Gold Canyon, 2nd and 3rd of March. Check the website for more details on that. And some land coming up at Polk County soon, Hettinger and Adams County early in March, McHenry County. Check it out at Pipers.com, Pipers.com. Next guest on What's on Your Mind, just announced moments ago to make it official, he's a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. House in North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, in his hometown of Dickinson, North Dakota, now making his way to Bismarck. Kelly, congratulations.
Thanks, Scott.
So what did that feel like today?
You know, it was great. We had a huge crowd. It was so fun to have the support of my friends and family as we embark on this journey. I couldn't be more excited to get it done.
Talk about, your thought process on this. Is this something you thought about for a while that you wanted to do and this was just the perfect opportunity? Or tell us how it came to be.
Yeah, you know, when Kevin started talking about it the first time, some people close to me reached out to me and asked me if I would consider doing it. And, you know, had a lot of conversations with my wife and my kids. And then obviously the first to go around, Kevin made a decision. And then as party chair, my number one goal was still to do everything we could to get him in the race. I mean, I'm so proud of Kevin and Chris and their family for jumping in the Senate race. But, yeah, after they did that, I looked at we just looked at the landscape. And, Congress is where I'd like to be. I mean, the U.S. House of Representatives is – I mean, it's a scrappy joint, and it's where the battle of lines are going to be drawn this next election cycle.
What most excites you from an issue perspective? What is something you just love to sink your teeth into to fix if you were elected to Congress?
I think the three things we really got to work on is balancing the federal budget. We have to get it done. We do it here in North Dakota. I've been a strong advocate for a balanced budget amendment. Obviously, immigration reform is essential to our country. It's our culture. It's our way of life. Nobody's in favor more of legal immigration than me. My wife's from Oslo, Norway, but we have to stop the flow of drugs and human trafficking on our southern border. And then just the continued rollback of federal regulation. I mean, our farming, ranching, and energy communities are the most vital industries in our state, and federal regulation just makes everything they do harder. We need to have smart, local, state-run legislation and keep the federal government out of the way.
What are you proudest of in your time in the state Senate?
You know, I'm proud of the stuff we've done with criminal justice reform and DUI reform. I'm incredibly proud of the surge bill. That infrastructure investment was incredibly essential to the communities all across the state. And I'm really proud of the Lake Bed Minerals bill from last session. I mean, that was a significant private property rights bill, and it was incredibly important that we got that passed.
Talk a little bit about the difference in the race for the nomination. Obviously, Tom Campbell on Friday announcing that he is leaving the race for Senate, endorsing Kevin and being a candidate for the House. You're entering that race. There's a handful of other folks at some various stages of consideration as well. What will your case be to say I'm the guy that the Republican Party should pick?
You know, I have a very conservative record. I'm proud of my record in the North Dakota legislature. And I just think, I mean, people around the state who've gotten to know me and seen what we've done, I'm proud of the work we did at the party. You know, we've made the party as fair as it's ever been to every member of the Republican Party. We had one of the best election cycles in our history last time. And I have a proven record of results, and I'm comfortable standing on my record, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to get every delegate to support me at the convention.
So now until the convention, it is about wooing delegates, right? I mean, this is about making the case directly to the delegates, and is that fair? I mean, just talk a little bit about that process between now and that early April convention in Grand Forks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I've had the opportunity as party chair to get across the state and meet with these people over the last 2 years. And that's actually my favorite part about the job, talking to real people in real communities about what's affecting them. But absolutely, my focus and my concern needs to be on winning that convention. You know, I can't resign as party chairman on Tuesday and then on Thursday tell the Republican Party that I don't care about their rules. So I'm all in for the convention. That's the way it's got to be.
By all in, meaning you win the convention, you're the party's nominee, you don't win the convention, you're done, you're not a candidate anymore.
Yes, I mean, I want this job really bad, but not at the expense of my personal integrity. I can't be that. I mean, I understand why other people have done it, and I don't begrudge them that. I'm in a different situation, and I just couldn't live with myself if I didn't do it that way.
All right. Well, folks, it's going to be a busy spring. There's no doubt about it. Kelly, thanks for the update. We'll see you at 12:15 today. Where again?
BSC, the conference room on the second floor.
Okay, and then later in Fargo, right?
Yep, and I'll be in Fargo for their district conventions tonight.
And that'll be your announcement. Are you doing an announcement on your reelection, or your House race in Fargo too?
Yeah, I'm going to roll it out at the conventions. I mean, we've got the thing set up on Friday, which I really appreciate, but I just don't think the time's going to work, and I don't want to cause chaos and take anything away from what they have going. I mean, this is a huge event for Republicans in Cass County, and again, it's about wooing delegates, and it's about making sure that they understand what I'm about. So I'm going to focus my concentration tonight in Fargo on the district conventions.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate the time. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Kelly Armstrong, now officially, we did mention this, I think, on Monday, that it was a strong possibility he'd be in, and he is in. Tom Campbell, as I mentioned Friday, announcing he's in the House race. So those are the two top-tier candidates, I think is the fair way to say that. There are other candidates in there. Dwayne Henderson is one, and Dwayne has run before. There's a Marine who is a former Marine from Minot that is... Once a Marine, always a Marine. So not a former Marine. But anyway, a few other folks in that race, and we'll continue to watch that. But certainly the top-tier candidates are going to be Kelly Armstrong, just announcing today, and Tom Campbell announcing on Friday that he would be in the House race instead of the Senate race. So fascinating. We'll continue to follow that as well. Kristen Wilson and our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council, Dustin Austin, are back. Dustin, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having us again.
So good. We pressed him into duty twice.
Oh.
Can you believe
nice.
That? And Kristen is the North Dakota Safety Council Business Development Director. Dustin is a safety consultant. And I promised we would tell folks about phases 2 and 3 of the safety campus. So what's there now? First of all, Dustin, maybe you can just describe the safety campus for folks that are not familiar with it.
Well, phase 1 was our main new building, which includes a 2-story indoor safety laboratory where we have confined space simulator, fall protection simulator. We've got lockout, tagout kits, scaffolding, and all sorts of other simulation pieces for hands-on training activities in our lab.
And what's coming, Kristen, in phases 2 and 3?
Phases 2 and 3, that's our vision now. And right now we have 2,500 square feet of engineered dirt outside of our main building, and We are going to be doing equipment operator training out there, but our vision is to double that. So we want 5,000 square feet of engineered dirt enclosed so we can train in the winter. And most of the time, you know, right now we can train outside, but people are working in the summer. And because our summer is so short, we have so much time during the rest of the year that if we could train inside, that would be really beneficial to a lot of our members and companies. And so that's our goal there. And then with phase three, to add on to the indoor training arena, we want to add a large room that can accommodate maybe 200 people. We want to be able to do community safety events. And a lot of companies have company safety events, maybe one day or two day where they bring all their employees together and they put them through a big safety day. And they don't really have a place to do that. So we'd love to be able to accommodate our members and let them have it at our building. So it's going to be a large community room. And so that's our vision for that. So we just finished phase one, and we're not going to be able to start building phase two until we start, you know, developing more. We got to do more fundraising, and we got to get to a point where we have enough funds to start building. And
who are good fundraising partners? So kind of, you know, folks that I would assume that ultimately would be able to use that phase two facility and all that engineered dirt would be an example.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, and you know, the people that helped us build the building with our classrooms and simulators and the tower that Dustin talked about, most of them are our members, but there are other organizations that just want, you know, believe in what we do and helping us train people and save lives and preventing injuries. And so they got involved. And so I would assume that, you know, people would want to help us do the same thing with phase two and three, and they would be our members or organizations that are just kind of have the same aligned goal as we do. And so, right now, I'm downstairs at the safety event, and I have a booth just dedicated to recognizing the donors that helped us build phase one, and we want to make sure that we recognize those people and give them as much, you know, attention as possible. And so we're certainly not done, and we're looking for more interested parties. Maybe Dustin can talk a little bit more about what we're doing.
What kind of things do you do out of that engineered dirt?
Well, quite a few things. One of the key things that I'm really excited about is being able to train equipment operators of dirt equipment, earth moving equipment, you know, your excavators, your backhoes, your loaders, your skid steers. There's not a lot of training like that, especially with the hands-on training available up here in the state. And this hands-on engineered dirt center that we have at our current facility allows us to actually dig into the dirt and show them how to actually do it instead of showing them with pictures on a PowerPoint or on a chalkboard. This actually gets them in there digging and experiencing that activity. One of the other things I'm really excited about is trenching and excavation safety. As I'm sure has already been spoken about today, North Dakota Safety Council is signing an alliance with OSHA today here at noon. It's a trench and excavation alliance. OSHA has been seeing major problems with safety in excavations and trenches. And we're going to be participating in this endeavor over the next year to help promote safety in these areas. One of the ways we're going to be doing that is holding events at our center and being able to show excavations and trenches and how to properly do that. The other thing is this summer what we're planning on doing is bringing in Roco Rescue to do training on trench and excavation rescues, not just for companies but also for emergency responders. And it's a big need up here.
Good stuff. If folks want to help make this happen, what do they do, Kristen?
Well, they call the North Dakota Safety Council. They can ask for me, and I'd be glad to talk to them.
Sounds great. Kristen Wilson, Dustin Austin, Phase 2 and 3, put it on the calendar. It'll happen. It's underway. Good folks making it happen. Thank you both.
Thank you
for having
us.
Appreciate it. Our final segment after this on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You have a lot of 2017 models. You want to make way for the 2018s. Great deals right now, right?
They are. Yeah, we have the 2018s are knocking on the door, coming in, so we need to do away with the 2017s. And, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed except the savings on last year's model.
And what especially hasn't changed is that every day is made better in these Hot Spring Spas, right?
That's right. Every time you sit in hot water of 101 degrees, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationship. Relationally and emotionally beyond the water. It's magic.
And the health benefits of the sauna, same deal?
Yeah, the sauna's great for detoxing. Also, as we talked about in the past now, they did research, University of Finland, and men and women who sit in a sauna an average of four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. That is the number five killer of men in the United States, and guess what? The cure for that disease might boil down to a little box of wood with a heater in it, a sauna.
Reason to get in now. Showroom models must go. 60 months, no interest financing. Cash discounts right now. Pool halls and game tables as well. Don't forget that. The pool tables and the game tables. And some great deals because the showroom models must go at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. 60 months, no interest financing now. Stop and see them. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. And folks, remember that when we talk about our sponsors. Take care of them because they keep us on the air for you. And I hope you think that's important. HighPlainsApache.com to learn more. Todd will also tell you right now about the Stem Cell Health Institute. And then we'll wrap up the program. And I have a number of texts I haven't gotten to. And last chance to get your comments in on the phone. 258-0550. Laura and Beulah. Fred and Wing, you're one and two, but I got a couple of the lines open if you want to get in real quick. Go ahead.
Stem Cell Health Institute, finally, they're in North Dakota. Why live with the pain? They've done so well for me. Just one injection in each knee, and voila, I'm on my way. There are seminars going on in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, so you're just a short drive from seminars on regenerative medicine, cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Check it out at stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, and get signed up. 1-888-973-1560, 1-888-973-1560.
To Beulah we go, and Laura, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. My daughter teaches in a school in San Luis, Arizona, and their situation, of course, is different than what we have in North Dakota, because North Dakota, our schools are typically one building, and you walk in the door and you're in the building. Down there, they've got open campus where they've got 10 buildings where, you know, students move from one building to another. They have lunch. They eat outside. They have 4 hours of open gate where kids are coming and going because they have so many. They've got over 3,000 students at their school. And so they run two tracks. So in the morning, the gates are open from 6:30 to 8:30. And then in the afternoon, they're open from 2:30 to 4:30, well, from 2:30 until school's dismissed. And they have no protection. They have, you know, there's no armed security. They're sitting ducks. They need some protection. They're very concerned. Their setup is a lot like what was at the school in Florida.
Do they ask for it? Do they say, hey, why don't we have protection? Why don't we have abilities to defend ourselves? Do they?
Yeah, their principal, just well after the incident in Florida, they need to make some changes. They need to go back to one track so they've got control of those gates, so they can lock those gates so that after, you know,
I don't know why teachers don't revolt. I mean, when teachers come together, they get pay raises. I'm not sure why they don't come together and say, look, we're not going to be sitting ducks. We're not going to either you put a guard in here or you give us the ability to defend ourselves, you know?
Yep. She drives a half an hour from her home in Yuma to San Luis. A lot of it is open country. And being, you know, they're right on the border. She did have permission. She was carrying an arm in her, or she had a weapon in her vehicle, and it was okayed by the school. But she no longer does because she wasn't comfortable with the handgun that she had. But yeah, it's something that they're very concerned about there.
Tell her to keep fighting, Laura. Yep. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Texter says the people that commit shootings are breaking the law. More laws will not suddenly make them abide by them. They are called criminals because they break the law. What are you struggling to understand here? Help me help you. I want to have that conversation. I do. And I agree with the dad. Spoke up mad, lost a daughter. Said, this isn't about gun control and those laws. It's about school safety. Focus there. Then make your case on where you think gun laws would make us safer or tweaks, but school safety ought to be first. Fred, in beautiful Wing, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yes, Scott. I've been listening to your whole show today. Good show at the Safety Council in Bismarck there. I'm really concerned in light of this school shooting. I'm very concerned about the guns that are being taken out of the hands of good American people. Any place you go now, there's it says no guns. You can't go to a doctor. You can't go to... you can't go to any kind of a sporting event. I bet you can't even come to the Civic Center today and take a concealed carry permit, even if you have a permit. And I know for sure that I can't go to that new building up there that they built. I can't go in there with my concealed carry. So there's no place that we can carry it anymore. Does the Safety Council think that that is a safer way? This is a new effort on the part of hidden liberals to take away our rights to carry a gun and to protect ourselves because business and every place has got this no gun law. You can't take it in there no more.
You're right. I mean, and then what happens is the gun-free zones are not safer because the only people that abide by the gun-free zone sign on the door are law-abiding people. Again, going back to my earlier point, not the criminals. You couldn't have said it any better, Fred. I don't know, but we ought to start asking those questions too. Texter says, employing Special Forces Green Berets to protect schools would work for a number of reasons. They recognize a threat, the ability to neutralize a threat, the ability to control high-stress situations. They live to protect the citizens of the USA against foreign and domestic threats. I'm the son of a Special Forces Green Beret. They would be on board with this idea. Thanks for reading. Good idea. Food for thought. So if a gun kills a life, who gets the credit when a gun saves a life? If I'm not mistaken, it's the human behind the gun. You bring a lot to the table, folks. More on these conversations and more. A town hall. Talk radio town hall tomorrow. On these and other topics, Beans Coffee Shop. West Fargo, 9:30 to 11. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.